KN4EZN. This is KN4HTP. Yeah, I always learn stuff when I plant stuff and try different things. So I just was delighted to hear that you ate half of the sweet potato and planted the other half. I probably would have planted the whole thing, but that way you knew you were going to get a good sweet potato. So if anything grew, that's pretty clever. I think I've narrowed it down to cucumber and tomato because they're my two favorites that I can just, you know, pick the cucumber, wash it, and eat it, and really enjoy it. So I'm a veggie lover, what can I say? Any other comments?
Hello, Wendy. Chandler's sitting out there chomping at the bit to say something, so I think we'll bounce it back into your court and see what Chandler's got to say. KN4HTP, KC4EZN. I've enjoyed this.
KC4EZN, this is KN4HTP. Me too. Thanks for hanging around for some rag chew tonight. At this time, I'm going to take a little break from Rag Chew, and we'll check and see if there's anyone listening in that hasn't checked in yet. We're checking in all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KN4HTP or Net Control.
HTP or Net Control. This is Wendy, Mark, and all on the net. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you, Wendy and Mark, all on the net. Sorry I'm so late.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Gary, checking in from Easley, KI4DOS. Thanks for checking in, Gary. It's nice to hear you on the radio. Mr. Gary calls the net on Wednesday nights. And he has a swap net that he shares, keeps track of, so it's always interesting to listen to that. Mr. Gary brings along his wife, Miss Joy, K3JOY. Please pass along our greetings to Miss Joy, and thanks for checking in. All right, I'm going to move back to Rag Chew at this time, and next up I have Mr. Duncan, KO4JKB. Mr. Duncan, are you still tuned in?
KP, this is KO4JKV. Thanks, Wendy. Yeah, I'm still here. First of all, am I coming through okay with the signal?
Signal's very readable. There's a little bit of static, but that's way in the background.
Very good. I had a good Sunday at least. I went up on the parkway with my wife, and I wanted to try to activate a park for Parks on the Air. So we drove north on the parkway. We wanted to go to Craggy Gardens, which is almost to Mount Mitchell, but there was a barricade. So we pulled into the little parking lot before the barricade and set up the antenna, tuned it up, and then dialed in the signals. Got the SWR right. And I was amazed at how low the noise floor is out in the woods as compared to where I live in the city.
Sounds like a great adventure. It's a beautiful drive, I think, up in that area. And tell me a little more about the Parks on the Air.
KV. Yeah, I'm sure there's a couple other people listening that might be into Parks on the Air, but it's... They say it's not a contest, but some people treat it like one. But it's every day, 24 hours a day, that an activator will go to a designated park that has been verified by the people who run Parks on the Air, and they set up a mobile system, usually with battery power, and they activate, which they're just calling CQ, and they're looking for hunters, some at their home ham shacks, and some maybe in other parks. So they're trying to reply to the activator and in order to get points. And so it's a good, fun thing to do.
Sounds great. Is this the first adventure in that, or have you been doing it for a while?
I'm pretty new to, HF in general, but last fall I tried to be an activator, so I went to the fish hatchery in just by Brevard, North Carolina, And a friend of mine went camping, and I brought my radio, and I activated the puck. You have to have at least 10 QSOs to activate the puck. So that was my first activation. Last Sunday, let me let this drop for a second. Hey, when my wife and I went up on the parkway, I called CQ for 30 minutes, and the whole time I got one response from the Dominican Republic, but there was a lot of other contests. There was like the North Dakota QSO party, Georgia QSO party, and there was a rookie roundup, so whatever I was selling, they weren't buying, over.
Well, it's cool to connect with Dominican Republic, but it is too bad that there was so much traffic, but not enough for your goal that day. But sounds like it. I mean, I'm thinking it was probably really good weather and a really nice day to be out.
KO4JKV. Oh yeah, it was the first day I felt like, okay, spring is coming, and today is even better. This week's supposed to be really great. But yeah, we pulled off the road, and once everything was set up, I was thinking I was going to have nice and quiet because my noise floor was so low. I'm hearing these other stations so good. And then there was like a row of 20 to 30 BMWs and souped up cars, and there was somebody shooting video, like they're trying to do a YouTube video, and these loud cars are just going down the parkway, and I'm thinking, this is supposed to be nature. But, so, yeah, it was, I had to, like, stop until all these cars passed. But it's, it was fun. It was a really good, fun radio day. But that's about all I have to share. But that was a good, fun day. Over.
JKV, this is KN4HPP. It does sound great. I'm glad you got to do that, and I'm glad you shared it with us. It sounds like the noisy cars for you that day is what the lawnmowers are like for me when I'm trying to enjoy my backyard on a spring afternoon. But anyway, a great adventure, and I'm glad you shared that with us. Thanks for hanging around for RagChew. All right, I'm going to take a break here from RagChew, and we'll give another opportunity for check-ins. We're checking in all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call Net Control to check in.
If you would, please check in Kilo, November 4, Tango Zulu Whiskey, KN4TZW. Name's Gabriel, and I'm in Hendersonville, North Carolina. No traffic, no comment. Just been listening and enjoying the net. Appreciate you calling the net.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Gabriel from Hendersonville, KN4TZW. Thanks for joining us tonight and listening in. Good to have you on the radio with us. All right. This time, I'd like to check in with Chandler, KO4WWZ. What's your day been like, Chandler?
This is KO4WWZ. My day hasn't been bad. The worst part of my day was when the 2RM kind of made me feel bad a little bit, but that's about it. Other than that, it's been a decent day. I've been sitting here doing trying to wait very patiently just to be able to talk on the round table. It's frustrating at times because I just want to get on there and jump on and say, hey, I got to talk too. I got to go to bed, but that's all right. I'm here now and we're talking and I'm grateful for that. And while I've been waiting, I've been looking at radar images from Kansas, Arkansas, and Oklahoma, and there's a lot of tornado warnings out right there right now.
Well, that does not sound like good weather for Oklahoma. Is that storm headed our way?
Front from that storm could be heading our way, but there is no evidence that it would cause any kind of severe weather in the upstate that I'm aware of. I will do some checking on that, and maybe I'll get back on tomorrow and let you know. Can I call Taylor 4NB, Taylor 4PXC, and WG8RN?
Sorry you had to be the patient one tonight. Got you down last for RAC 2, but I'm glad you hung around. And sure, if you want to check in with somebody else, now's a good time.
G8RN, Taylor 4NUZ, and Taylor 4PXC. This is Taylor 4WWZ. Are you guys in there?
8RON and KO4NUE.
As Dad, I watched the video on Stand and Wave, and I watched the video on how to use the meter. I've been re-watching just to refresh my mind a couple of times. I've read the operation manual a little bit when I had a little bit of time today. I didn't get to read a whole lot. And Mom and I buried the Kerouac when I got home. And we resituated my sleep.
Good deal. Chandler, if you don't mind, remain on frequency after the net. And we'll talk a little bit. How about that?
That's it. I'll be here. Taylor 4, WWZ, that's
the net. 8RON, I'll hang on after the net also. Over.
KO4WWZ, this is KN4HTP. Sounds like you got some good friends lined up to chat with you after the net. That's awesome. Chandler, thanks for hanging around for the last RAC 2. Do you have any other comments before I kind of end things here?
Give a shout out and say hey to KO4RYP, Miss Anna. You'll hear me today on the radio, Anna. Let's talk to you again soon. KO4WWZ, that's next.
KO4WWZ, this is KN4HTP. Yeah, we got some good friends out there on the radio, don't we? So, I'm glad. I'm glad this is a good way to meet people. At this time, I'm going to end our RAC 2 portion of the net. Want to give another opportunity for anyone listening in to check in. We're checking in all stations all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KN4HTP or Net Control. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. It's been a really good net tonight. I have 69 check-ins, which is about 10 more than I usually get, so that's really nice. Thank you for gathering around the radio tonight and joining in the radio family. Tomorrow night the net will be called at 9 o'clock. I believe it's Mr. Chad, KO4NUE, that's calling the net. If not, it'll be somebody else, and it'll be a great net, so... Tonight, the net report will be submitted electronically, and I will break for a minute for the automatic net report to transmit tonight's results. Hold on. KN4HTP, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s, and good night, everybody.
KN4WWZ, monitoring.
4WWZ, KO4NUE.
This is KO4WWZ, go ahead, Chad.
Okay, bud, what you got on your mind tonight?
Well, Chad, I got the Kerouac theory. I'm currently talking to you on 10 watts, and it sounds from what I hear that everybody can understand me real well tonight. Am I correct about that?
Can understand every word you're saying. Sounds good.
Can you give me a signal report and I'll give you one back, please?
So give me about 3 seconds of a dead key, please. You're not quite full quieting. There is a little bit of a low-level hiss. And an occasional crack or pop in the signal, but your audio is well above that, and I'm not struggling at all to to hear you or understand what you're saying. However, I would like to add that that is not the case around lunchtime today. There's a definite difference in your signal at, you know, 12, 1, 2 o'clock opposed to now. Over.
Chad, I was actually at work on my Motorola handy talking, so that was why I was having trouble reaching you on the air.
Roger that. So, all right, so how about we do this tonight? So you pick something you want to talk about, and then we'll talk about it and see what Mr. Ed's got to say about it. And then we talk about something I want to talk about. How about that?
So, what as far as SWR, Microwax, and running meters and stuff, I sent after Gary Microwax today, and that's just from what I've been told right now. And by the way, you had no noise and it's fully possible on my end. I apologize. I need to tell you that. I meant to tell you that. But anyway, I'm wondering, do you think having me and my mom having buried that Kodak, do you think that that's making any bit of a difference?
I would say no, but I don't think you need to be too hung up on, you know, what your signal sounds like tonight. I think it's, you know, completely audible and understandable. So I, you know, I'm kind of like Jerry was last night. Maybe don't mess with something that's really not there, I guess. Over.
That. And I got on Google Earth during the net. I didn't get much of the screen or anything. I looked at my house, and it gave me an aerial view. And from what I can see around my house, there's a lot of trees. It will have definitely a lot of vegetation around where I live. From here to Caesar's Head, there is a lot of hills and valleys. So, added on to vegetation and other natural creation, I believe this may be a little bit more difficult to make to get to the theater during the summertime. But like you said, there's nothing I can do about it. I just got to accept that.
KO4NUE. So, all right. Well, as far as that goes, so I tell you what. Let's move on to the next topic, because I'm gonna look at your as Andy would say, your topo. But I need just a couple minutes to get things in place. So you just keep talking, and I'll let you know. I'll fill you in. Won't we give Mr. Ed a chance to talk?
Go ahead,
W E A R O N. I was monitoring what's going on. Sound like you're getting a lot done.
I'm doing the very best I can. I apologize. I received your email and I did open it up, but I had not had time due to having to work. And with the little time I had at home, I had to bury that Kodak. So I definitely didn't have to. I just chose to because a lot of people were recommending that I do. So I did. And I hadn't got time to look at the stuff you sent me yet. I also had to take some time to read some of my operation manuals and my gauges, but I will get to it as soon as I can.
your time looking through the stuff. I think a couple of the critical things were on the grounding was the picture I took of how my setup is, and also the picture in one of those that I sent you that shows how the grounding rod is set up along with the power strip.
I can actually pull that up on my laptop real quick, and I'll take a look at it. Guys, I just want to let you know I need to follow rule number one. I took my melatonin about 15 minutes ago, so in about 30 minutes I'm probably going to start showing my tires.
Do you need to take a break for a while? Over.
We're going to go ahead until I've announced that I'm ready to secure my station. I'm okay to talk right now.
I'm a little bit garbled here.
To increase my power?
It makes a difference.
To what?
The difference, can you go higher?
That's going to be my highest. Let's see.
Sir, I'm using 50 watts now. I can hear Chad on the 6.010, the transmit frequency, but I do not hear you on that frequency.
That would be the reverse frequency. What's your QTA, Chad?
I'm about 5 miles west of Brevard, between Brevard and Rosman, about a mile off US 64, next to Henry Mountain. If you look up Henry Mountain, you'll see where I am if you look it up on Google Earth.
Phil and WDARN, KO4WWZ. The reason you cannot hear me on the reverse transmit frequency is because we are too far apart to be able to hear each other on that frequency. Over.
But I'm trying it. I can hear Chad on it. I do not get any. My receiver shows 5 bars for a good station, but I do not get any bars on him, but I still get him loud and clear. I get 3 or 4 bars.
As well, my radio is getting hot. I probably should consider going back to low power. Hey, Chad, are you still in there?
Chandler, I'm still in here, bud. I want you to drop down to about half power.
Roger, that's what I intend to do. You may have to be a relay for me tonight until I can get a stand on this thing. Do you feel?
I think you need a relay. I think you're definitely audible and readable. I think some of the issue is probably rule number one, which is you're starting to show you tired a little bit. And, you know, when you start to show you tired a little bit, you might need to slow your speech down just a little bit. Because when you're tired, that has a tendency to affect you, right?
That is correct.
That. So, okay, so I got you on the map here, and there is a little bit of terrain challenge there. I think that's something that, like we discussed last night, I think you... Not a lot you can do about it, but at least knowing that it's there explains a lot. And that can, you know, put a little ease in your mind knowing that, hey, I've done one of those steps that I need to do to, you know, to finish my station up or get my station working correctly, right? Have we discussed what you wanted to talk about tonight?
Yes, sir.
It's the it's before you give out on me. So it's my turn to talk about something, right? Well, you got your notepad there, and you got your pen or a piece of paper. You got that next to you? Andy, because I'm not sure what rule number three is going to be yet, but we're gonna work into it nice and easy. So let's take a minute and let's talk about a net for a minute. So what do you think a net is? Tell me what you think a net is all about. What is a net for?
Well, it depends on the kind of net it is. I think tonight, at Blue Ridge, tuning the net is for the promotion of amateur radio, which it says in the preamble, and it's also a way for all of us to connect every night.
Exactly right. So a emergency net for weather or traffic or whatever, that has a very different structure to it. It operates in a very different way, right?
Right.
The Blue Ridge net is a little bit more relaxed, and we don't talk about weather. We don't talk about emergencies. We just use it to share a frequency and a time so that we can share about each other's day in a pleasant conversation. But it's important to know that even though this is a very relaxed conversation, there's still some formalities. There's still some, let's see, what's the right word I'm looking for? There's still a certain way that you conduct business, or a proper way to share a frequency and time with others. You understand what I'm trying to say? Over. If you understand that, so when a net starts and the net controller takes control of that frequency, the net controller he or she will notify everybody on that frequency that what the frequency is, what time it is, a little bit about the society, and a little bit about traffic and announcements. But the net controller also lets you know very clearly, and it's clearly defined, when the net controller calls the net, they will start in the statement that notifies everybody that's going to be a part of this conversation. This is a directed net. All stations are invited to check in, and then they'll give you directions on how to check in. So what I'm trying to say is that net controller is in, at that given time, is in charge of that frequency and everybody that checks in, right? Now, what time does the net start? What time do you get sleepy?
About 9:30.
Okay. So, for example, tonight, Miss Wendy had close to 70 check-ins. So if you take 70 people that checked in, to include the preamble, that means that if Miss Wendy spent 1 minute on every person that checked in, that means the net is going to last for 70 minutes. So if the net starts at 9 p.m. and it lasts for 70 minutes, that means if she spends 1 minute on each person, the net will be over at 10:10, correct? And tell me again what time you start getting sleepy. Over.
9:30.
Right. So, this net holds a lot of value for people because it is a time and a place that they can come and socialize. And they can come and share their day with someone, just like you do. You know, I'm interested in hearing about your day and what you did during the day. But during the net, if you understand that the net controller has a limited amount of time to share, to allow everyone to share inside that given time space, that means, what does that mean for every person that checks in, when they check in?
That means that they have to conduct their business and give it up to the next person who wants to check in.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. So, when you hear the net controller take control of the frequency, and he or she takes all of the check-ins on the net, they'll start with the pre-check-ins, which usually takes, 2 to 3 minutes to get those recognized. Then the EchoLink stations takes another 5 or 10 minutes. Well, let's say 5 minutes. So the pre-check-ins take, let's say 5 minutes, and the EchoLink stations take 5 minutes. So that's 10 minutes away from the RF check-ins that haven't even started yet. So after the RF check-ins are taken in, you will signify when you check in whether you want to rag chew or not. So let me let this drop. Let me let my radio drop. Wendy called the net tonight. She said after the RF check-ins, "This is KN4HTP. I am now securing the formal portion of the net. We'd like to thank each and every one for checking in tonight." And this is what I want you to listen to. "All stations wishing not to hang around for the rag chew may secure at this time." So what does that mean? All stations not wishing to hang around for rag chew may secure at this time. Why do you think the net controller says that?
So those who want to secure their stations and go to sleep can do so.
So the net controller needs to be able to process all of those calls before he or she makes that statement. Even though when a station checks in on RF, on the RF portion or echo link or pre-check-in, that is still a form of socializing, because I like to sit by my radio and just listen to who has checked in. So when I hear Chandler check in on the RF portion, I know Chandler is okay. When I hear Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ, check in with his wife, I know Larry and his wife are okay. Even though we are not having a formal conversation with one another, I know Larry and Miss Donna are safe, and I know Chandler's safe, too. So let me let my radio drop, and I'm going to get to my point. When the net controller is taking RF check-ins, if you want to be a proficient professional operator, which I know you are, when the RF portions are being checked in, be very brief. and say, "This is KO4WWZ. Put me down for comments and I will be no traffic," or however you want to word that. But the point is, kind of keep it brief. And let me let this drop and I'll give you some caveats to that. If you want to have a conversation with someone, you let the net controller know. And there's a couple of ways of doing that. The first way is when you want to say during the RF portion and you want to check, you want to talk with me, for example. One way of doing that is tell the net controller who is in charge of the frequency. You tell her or him this. Net control, this is KO4WWZ. I'll be in for comments tonight. Please notify the following station upon check-in to remain on the frequency after the net or during the RAGCHU portion. Now, why do you think I'm saying that way? Over.
Give the station a heads up to know that someone wants to talk to them.
Exactly right. So, if you say that to the net controller, that's going to perk my ears up, and I'm going to know Chandler wants to talk with me. But we need to be, you know, to show everybody that we're professional with our station, we need to be mindful of the other stations who are trying to check in. So what I'm trying to say is that when you check in and you say, "Net control, this is KO4WWZ. Do you mind if I have a quick QSO with KO4NUE? So what happens to the other stations that are wanting to check in during the net so that they can go to bed when that happens? What do you think happens to those other stations?
It takes away from their time to check in.
Right, exactly. So what I'm trying to say is that there is in a net, there is a time and a place for everything. But like you said tonight to Miss Wendy, you got a little frustrated because you had to wait so long to have your comments, right? But that's the way it is. If you'll notice that when the net control, the different net controllers during the different day of the week, they start with a different alphabetical group, right? So tonight, you are at the end of the check-ins, right? Okay, so, let's see, WWZ. So that means that on Friday, you will be first, right? That's right. You got it now. So what I'm trying to say is that rule number 3, and I want you to write this in your book, is that be mindful and respectful of other people's time, because time is very valuable, right? Let's go through it one more time and then we'll practice. So I'm going to pretend like I'm calling the net tonight, and I'm going to start with, I don't know, I'll throw a couple of, you know, call signs out there that are not really call signs, okay? And what I want you to do is pretend like you are checking in with me, but when you check in and you want to have a conversation with me, you tell the net controller, "Net control, this is KO4WWZ. I'll be in for comments, and please notify the following station that I would like to, or for them to remain on frequency, or to meet me at the roundtable portion." And let my radio drop and tell you why I'm telling you this. Net Control calls the net, and they offer a ragtube portion. Most of the time, but not all of the time, most of the time, those people that hang around for the ragtube, they want to talk with the net controller. So, and Miss Wendy is very good at running the ragtube, and a lot of people like to talk with her and share their day with her. So, it's professional not to interrupt that conversation between those two individuals. Let me let my radio drop. Also professional, when those two are having that conversation, if you want to inject something into it, then you say comment. And the net controller will recognize you. And when there is a pause in the conversation between those two individuals, you can enter into the conversation then. But you understand what I'm trying to say? Over.
Yes, sir.
All right, so the other way that you can interact with someone during a RF check-in is wait until you hear my call sign. In other words, when you hear me check in, when you hear the net controller pause or release the mic, you can say the word contact. And contact means that perks everybody's ears up and says, Chandler wants to make a contact with one of the stations that the net controller just recognized. When the net controller says, go ahead, contact, or last call in station, make your call, be very brief. And it will sound something like this. If when I hear your call sign, check in, let me let my radio drop. Controller recognizes your call sign as a check-in, and I want to talk with you. I'm going to wait until there is a brief pause, and I'm going to say contact. And the net control will say, go ahead, contact. And I will say, please notify KO4WWZ to remain on frequency after the net. And the net controller will say, QSL, I understand. I will notify the following station. And that allows the net to keep moving forward at a faster pace. But it also allows me and you to have a conversation after the net when everybody gets sleepy and wants to go to bed, right?
Right.
Read me off rule number one. What is rule number one in the book?
Don't talk when you are tired.
What's rule number two?
It's a hobby, has fun.
And what's rule number three?
Be mindful and respectful of other people's time.
Got it. You got it. Good deal. So, all right. So, are you ready to try? You understand which two ways that you can notify net control that you want to talk to another station without interrupting the net? Do you understand both of those ways? Because we're fixing to go through it. Over.
I can remember the most recent one, but the last one I'm having trouble remembering. That's probably because I'm starting to shed my third.
You want to take a break for the night? You want to pick back up tomorrow night, maybe?
Probably do that. I got to be up by 5:30.
Roger that. So before I let you go, so on tomorrow night's net when you check in, okay? I want you to apply rule number three, which is be respectful and mindful of other people's time, because they want to share with Miss Wendy too. And that's what the net controller is there for, is to allow people to share their day and to bring a little bit of joy to the net. If the net controller is spending too much time with another station, then those other stations don't get an opportunity, or their time is cut a little short because that station is occupying the time and the frequency. So, just to recap real quick, and I know you're tired. During the RF portions of check-ins, be mindful and respectful of other people's time and be brief, very brief. Notify the net controller what you want to do after the net. So, you think you understand, or you want to try? Let's try again to go over it tomorrow night. How about that?
That sounds good.
Peter Owen.
So, Chandler, do you hear what Mr. Ed just said? You heard the word comment, right? So, if I'm the net controller and I hear that word comment, I'm going to finish my check-ins and finish my conversation, and then I'm going to come back and say, go ahead, comment. So, go ahead, comment.
Darwin, a couple of things maybe to add to your rule book. One, don't use cue signals on a voice net, like QSO or whatever. A lot of people won't understand those. So stay away from using those on a voice net. The other thing, if you're going to monitor a repeater and you just get in, rather than just saying, this is WD8RON monitoring or listening, give the frequency of the repeater. This is WD8RON monitoring on 6.610. That way, for someone like me using a scanner, I know which repeater is being used. Over.
Can you repeat that last one you said? I got rule number 4 is don't use the Q codes on a voicenet.
Do not use the Q signals on a voicenet. You'll hear people using them, but those come from CW nets, so it's best not to use them on a voicenet.
What about pin codes? Are those, I just said don't use pin codes.
So what kind of codes?
Pin codes.
So he's saying 10 codes. Tango Echo November, as in 10-4, or what's your 10-20? So to answer your question, Chandler, absolutely not. No 10 codes on a, ham frequency. Typically that's for law enforcement and emergency services, and maybe CBers. You know, I think CBers use 10 codes. But no 10 codes. So you're showing you're tired, right? So we're gonna call it quits for tonight and pick back up maybe tomorrow night, right?
Is it possible maybe to do this about 6:30 in the evening rather than doing it after the net? Because after the net, we're getting really late for me to be up on the radio during the week.
Well, that's the problem, isn't it? Is that, you know, everybody has schedules and things that they need to do with their families, and it's difficult to, you know, personally, it would be difficult for me to come and sit by the radio at 6:30, and that is the reason for Annette and why it's held at the time that it's held, so that everybody knows. Okay, well, at 9 o'clock, I'm going to block off that time for the Blue Ridge Net. So, in short, I would have to say, and I mean no disrespect, probably not. difficult to do that, being married and, you know, just life in general, I guess, Chance. But we can do this. How about this? Let's offer this up for a solution. After the net, we can spend 20 or 30 minutes and go through, you know, whatever questions or concerns you got. How about that?
That will work.
All right, well, you're doing a good job. You're doing a really good job. And, you know, we'll get you nice and polished. So get your playbook out and your rule book out. But you're doing a great job, bud. So with that, this is K-O-4-N-U-E. It has been a pleasure to talk to you tonight, young man. 73 to you. And I'll talk with you tomorrow. I am clear.
Lee, this is WD8RON. Over.
So for NUE, go ahead, Ed.
The J-Pole, I'm not getting the reception I hoped to on the Yagi. I've tried rotating a couple times, and I can't really hit all the stations that I had hoped to up north of here. Tonight, I was monitoring you on 6.010, and I can hear you loud and clear, although I do not get any bars on that. For some of the repeaters, I'm only getting one or two.
So, well, one thing I'll say that I have learned with my station is that, how do I word this? From my experience, is that the beam, it squirts that radiation out, or that RF out into a concentrated pattern. So, if I want to hit a specific repeater, then I have all of my repeaters marked on an azimuth, and I know where to go to turn that beam. And I use that beam to hit that one repeater. If I want to move to another repeater, then I move to that azimuth and get to that repeater. From my experience, the beam is not a very good omni. So it's a trade-off. I have to, you know, use it to either, I have two antennas and I can switch between the two. I either concentrate my energy to hit one spot or I switch to the omni to hit all the spots. But it's a big compromise. And that's a struggle for me sometimes. So I think that sounds right. I don't know. What do you think?
I just have to play with it till I get the right directions for the different repeaters. I thought it was like 640. I thought I might be able to pick that up, but I couldn't. Whereas I can get it on the J-pole. So I'm playing it, rotating it, and trying it. It's going to take two people to do it, I think. I'm going to get my wife to go up there, and we'll get on the phone, and I'll try to break the repeaters and have her turn it and see what we can do as far as max reception.
One thing I would try, Ed, is I would get that Yagi, the backside of that Yagi, off of the gutter and move it to the handrail on the porch, and get some distance in between the backside of the antenna and the gutter, and try that. I think it's worth a try. I'll word it that way.
I'm touching it, but it's real close to it. I'm wondering about raising it about 2, maybe 3 feet, because I can get an extension to the PVC and raise it, say, 3 feet, and that'll clear it.